Thank you so very much for holding. She stated it's in New Caning, Texas.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Touching Stories to More Than Auto. My name is Christian. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Shakira. I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I have a customer. I'm trying to verify policy information for them. I was just trying to see if you're able to assist.
Okay, yeah, let me try. I can try.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have the policy number?
Yes, the policy number she provided me with was 00221. 92070.
And that was 00221 92070.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know her, what's her phone number?
Phone number is 713-739-8979.
Okay. Okay, I see an Ashley Bonwell. Is that's her name, right? Ashley Bonwell?
Yes, that's her name, Ashley Bonwell. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Because it's not, because the number that you gave me, I think it's a different one that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure. Is it, you said, is it ATX01009214?
For the telephone number?
No, for the her policy number, because that's the one that I'm seeing under the phone number that you gave
mm-hmm.
me. Because
mm-hmm.
it's saying it's enforced and it's active with a company called Anchor, because you got transferred over to a different office. So the agent that created her policy doesn't work in this particular office, but I'm still able to access some bits of information.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy that's popping up under Ashley Bonwell is a policy with us. Under Anchor General Insurance. Is it for a 2014 Chrysler?
Yes, it is for a 2014 Chrysler. She stated that she there was like an issue going on with her policy, and that could have been why. She said that she been had the roadside assistance, but I'm guessing today when she tried to use it, something was wrong with her effective date of the policy. But I'm not able to see it in our system. I'm not able to pull up any of her information. And that was the policy number she gave me.
Okay. So it, I do see she does have roadside assistance, but it says it's
mm-hmm.
canceled, it looks like. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you know if she canceled it or not?
She actually stated that she didn't cancel it, but I'm assuming there was something, there's like a mishap in the system where the effective date is showing up as for today. She said that she been had it ever since she got the insurance, but the effective date is showing up for today, and it shouldn't be. So I have tried to use the effective date, and also she gave me a producer code, but it doesn't show any of her coverage on here. The only thing that I can just assume is that with the effective date being changed to today, is going to show that either it was canceled or that she doesn't have it. It's going to generate in our system that she doesn't have it.
Okay.
I can try it with the policy number that you have, but I'm not sure if it'll pull up for us.
Yeah, because I'm going on our other system, and
mm-hmm.
the one that she did have canceled out
mm-hmm.
like May 14th.
Mm-hmm.
2020. But what I can do is let me actually give you the number to the office that was written, that did the policy. Okay, so the number is 281-548-0202.
Okay, perfect. I'll reach out to them really quickly. Thank you so very much again.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.